hoes in this house. Some hoes in this house. Well, since that song offends y'all, I guess I'm gonna stop singing it. Nah!
Soundstripe.
One and only the Listening Bell Mimi Naga, and you're watching the Listening Bell, the podcast that helps you flourish. Whew! Okay, Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion. I don't have too much to say. Actually, I do. So I've seen some women come by and be like, oh my gosh, we shouldn't have to over-sexualize ourselves because we are women and we are strong and we are just going to be. Look, I'm going to say this.
Sounds dry.
There's two sides to this song. And there's people who hate the song. Fine. There's people who hate the song because, well, actually it's more than two sides. But there's some people who hate the song because, well, women being very sexual and saying such sexual lyrics is not normal for some people. Now, some people feel, and we're not gonna talk about the men because most of their things we know, most of their opinions we know where they come from. We know where they come from. We know where they come from. But there are some women who do feel uncomfortable by the lyrics and the fact that, yes, sex sells, but is it selling too much? And, you know, some people are like, yes, it's selling too much. You can be comfortable in your sexuality over there in a closed door, and I don't hear it. Some people feel as that the song was empowering. I like the fact that I can hear this song. It makes me comfortable with my sexuality. And I don't mind telling people that I got a wet at, whatever. Which is fun. I just want people to realize one thing. While both sides have valid points, we also have to realize that Black women are the most sexualized in anything. We're over-sexualized, hyper-sexualized, first of all, then demonized if we are to take that back and make it empowering for us without the validation, without the external validation of men or other women or just anything external in general. So my question really is that when is it okay for us to be sexual beings on our own terms? When is it okay for women to actually say, I have sex, I like to have sex, and I desire a certain partner that can please me the way I want to be pleased? When can those things be said without the woman being a hoe, a slut, or putting herself on display when she should keep those things quiet? When are those things going to be okay? When are the discussions going to be okay to have with other women? Not without being a lesbian, without being bisexual, without being whatever, without any external or non-correlating assumptions. When can women be open sexually as much as men? About their sexual experiences, even if they're putting them in songs, poems, any art form, when will it be okay? And what's crazy to me is that, don't get me wrong, I have listened to both sides of this, of people's opinions of like, no, we should not be so sexualized in the media. True, we shouldn't. But what does owning one's sexuality look like? What does a woman being proud of her sexuality looks like? What is a woman being embracing her sexual, her sex appeal look like? What do these things look like? Because right now, we're just getting to the point where women talking about sex is nothing new. Will Kim, Foxy Brown, we can go on, right? And when it's not the first time that sex has been involved in music. If you've heard the clip from 1940s of that lady, I'm thinking she's a blues singer. Women have always been talking about sex. But why y'all just now starting to listen? That, I don't know. But what I will say is, what does embracing one's sexuality look like? And what does a woman embracing her sexuality and expressing it, how can she express in a way that pleases everyone? Fun fact, she can't, because nothing you do will please everyone. Nothing, literally. I'll just tell you right now. Have you ever done something and everybody like it? I want you to sit, think about that. And if you're still sitting there thinking, by the time this video ends, the answer is nothing. Because there's shit you can do to please everybody. Why? Because people are always gonna have opinions, and some people just ain't gonna like you. And that's what we're seeing with these women, with Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. Some people just don't like them. The fact that this one song is going to define someone, when Cardi is a great mother, great wife, and Megan is Dr. Graduate from college, very educated, and has done many other things, such as sis looked up some environmental things. She said, well, let's clean up the beach. We have people like Cardi and Meg who are very self-aware of what's going on in the world, and they do what they can when they can. And, you know, but these are the people that we're bashing, right? I'm not for people saying, I'm not the person that's going to say, like, well, celebrities can be activists too. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that they can't. I'm not saying that celebrities are our black people's activists. No, because we have activists to be our activists. You know, we have some celebrities that are gifted to do both. This is not the case. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is that, why does one song of one person expressing their sexuality, expressing how they feel about things? Because I don't hear anybody talking about Lil Wayne's Lollipop song. I don't hear anybody talking about the damn Baby Got Back song. I don't hear anybody talking about, who is that that made that song? She ain't scared about that for real. Any rapper I've listened to that was a man has talked about having sex with women. Mind you, yes, some women say that they are demeaning us. I would say this, yes, they are. Because they're calling her out her name by saying bitches and hoes. Now I get that you're about to say, aren't they doing the same thing? Aren't they calling women bitches? Aren't they? Look. I'm gonna say this, and I hope you understand. If you don't get it, you don't meant to get it. So, alright, I watched this video. This white girl said, why can't I say the N-word? She asked the black man this. Why she do this? I don't know. But she was ready to ask because she wanted to know, because she has a lot of black friends.
Sounds dry.
So, he said, hey, well, I'm going to use this for an example. You're a woman. I see my wife say the B-word all the time with her friends, calling other women B-words, things of that nature. And they say they took it and renamed the term, but they don't want other people to call them B-word. And then he met other people, he met men. And he said, well, I can't really get mad and say why, because I've never been called a bitch, and I definitely don't deal with what women deal with on a daily basis, especially her being a black woman. And his main point was that I can't tell people who've been oppressed by a word what to do with the word when they get a hold of it. Meaning that women have taken over the work bench and made it, you know, I'm a boss bitch, I'm that bitch, I'm whatever. And people be like, what a man card on that, y'all getting mad. Going back to his point, I wish I knew his name. Going back to the point, he said, you cannot tell oppressed people how to reclaim a word, and you don't know why they've taken it and redefined it for themselves, because you haven't lived through the trauma of what the word calls. And that's major. Just how white people can say the N-word. If you're not within the said minority group or certain group that has been oppressed with the word, and they chose to take it and reclaim it and make it to where it empowers them, and on a colloquial level, you will never understand, because you never had to endure the trauma or the backlash or the social setbacks that the word has caused. So you can, when the oppressed group takes that word and makes it theirs and takes over it, and they say, we no longer want you calling us this, because no.
Sounds dry.
You can't say anything. You are not in the group that had to go through the trauma, that had to go through all of these such horrible, horrible things that they had to face. Going back to women saying hoes and bitches. Now mind you, I'm not finna call someone a bitch or a hoe unless they're actively. But that's another video. I always say I have my own definitions of things, and to interest me, it ain't got nothing to do with what you do. It ain't got nothing to do with what you do in the bed. It's just how you treat people. But that's really why I feel like women are so quick to use words like bitch, hoe, and overuse the word pussy. I don't think it's a bad thing. I just think that that happens with any oppressed group. They take the words that hurt them and take them to strengthen them. Why? I don't know, ask a psychologist. Because I'm definitely not one. But that's something that has been used. Now, drawing back to the women who either feel empowered on the song, continue to feel empowered by women who make songs about things you enjoy doing. Because last time I checked, a lot of rappers out here are living double lives. When it comes to people, when they talk about sex, it's something that we have all done, or something that we're going to do. Sex is a human experience that, honestly, a lot of people have had or are about to have. And that's something that we all can relate to. Do we talk about it all the time? No, we don't have to talk about it all the time. But when it is mentioned, why is it taboo? Why is it horrible? Why is it awful? When sex is how we all got here. But to the women who may feel like it's a bit much, the song just ain't for you then. But do not bash people, or do not bash the artist, because they write what they write about. Because no one's bashing you. I'm gonna say that right now. A lot of female rappers don't talk about sex. And there's a lot that do. But my thing is, as a journalist, as a media personality, we have to be open-minded on what we cover, on what we expose. And I feel like this is the time where we are really seeing how media does not put the women that don't talk about sex, or may not come full 100% with the sex appeal. They may be very intelligent, very brainy. That's not a problem. Or they may just be very reserved with theirs. I feel as though that yes, while sex sells, variety sells as well. Now I get it. I know you're like, what is she talking about? Sounds like she's for both sides. I am. Because I do want people to feel empowered by music that they hear. Especially for women. It's been a while. Like I said, women have been talking about sex for as God knows how long. It's just that now, more women are sitting up and saying, I like this. I want to talk about sex. I want to talk about sex. I don't want the men talking about sex when it comes to us. They talk about sex, if you know, but I'll call myself a man. Thank you.
Soundstripe.
Now, it may seem crazy to you, but some people do feel empowered by calling themselves certain things. Now, I've seen the debate go on for about a good week or so. Honestly,
Soundstripe.
The song, yes, it's very vulgar. Yes, it's not for all ages. Who said that music had to be for everybody? Of all ages, first of all, they lied to you, lied to your mama.
Soundstripe.
I like this track. But I would say this, because I know I've been giving everyone else's opinions but mine. Leave people alone. That's really just how I feel. Leave people alone. I see people get on social media, get so disrespectful about opinions. Didn't I make a video on how to just respect people's opinions? I guess I didn't, because y'all didn't watch it. If y'all didn't watch it, I guess y'all just want to keep being disrespectful. But I'm going to say this. When it comes to sexuality, sexuality is a spectrum. Sexuality is something that should be discussed if you are at the age to understand the concept of sexuality, and that is deeper than a concept. Also, I feel that women should also be at this table of discussion when it comes to sexuality and to sex. That it shouldn't be taboo for women, and it should be normal for men. I will also say this. If you do not like said song, if you do not like said language put in song, just say that's not your cup of tea and keep it pushing. But what we're not going to do is sit here and ignore the fact that Black women are hypersexualized in the media. Yes. How are you going to change that? I've seen a lot of people who aren't journalists talking about some, oh my gosh, women are so sexualized in media and news. Okay, you're not a journalist. You want to learn something about it or you're going to shut up? Because as a journalist, I hate when people complain about things not being highlighted, not being exposed, not being put out there. I'm going to say this right now. If you want something done, do it. Expose it, release it, post it. But do not tear down people who have opposing view from you. If you know there's some people out here who feel like their opinions are left out and not being talked about, not being acknowledged, you'll be the person to acknowledge that opinion and cater to those people. There's an audience for everybody. And me as a journalist, I wanted to come on here and talk about this because people are very, very, very blurred on what sexuality is. And some people are very scared of the topic of sexuality. Why? Because of sexuality.
Sounds dry.
For the longest, it's been taboo. For the longest, sex and women, those two words did not go together. And if they did, it was because either she was married or because she was a hoe. We have to understand that, yes, women, Black women especially, are very sexualized. Yes, they would like to see us oiled down, but as naked. Yes, they like to see us in bikinis with big ass butts, and sometimes we're only subjected to our big ass butts, our hips, our thighs, our tummies, and all these waist trainers and all these things, just our appearance. We're sometimes only limited to our appearance. And I feel as though that what happened to be multifaceted? Why do I have to be just one thing? What happened? Why can't Black women be able to be sexy, talk about sex, but you catch them in another space, another environment, and they can be the best profession, the best job, best at their job as they can be? What happened to letting women be multifaceted? And I don't think that people have even grasped the concept or the word or the definition of multifaceted, meaning that, yes, I can be sexual, I like sex, I like to have sex, but I am intellectual, and I know my worth, and I research, and I'm enlightened about the things around me, and also, guess what? I don't want to have just sex, I want to have conversation, I want to have intelligent thought, exchange of thought. I want to be able to be well-rounded without having to explain why I do one and the other, and be forced to just do one. Being multifaceted, honestly, confuses people. And sometimes some people have the ability to be multifaceted, which everyone really does have the ability to be multifaceted. But what scares us is the construct of society. And I feel as though songs like this kind of taps people who box themselves in. That's my opinion. Songs like this bring out the women who are more reserved, who are not as loud with their sexuality, which that is okay. But it also brings out the women who are really loud, expressive with their sexuality. Like I said, that's also okay.
Sounds right.
But what about the women who are just simply multifaceted? Sometimes they want to be loud, sometimes they want to be quiet about it. It really depends on how they feel and they govern that. They have full autonomy over themselves and what they want to do.
Sounds right.
There may be some days where they want to wear just a complete full dress covering themselves. The next day, they'll go somewhere else. They may want to wear a crop top and shorts. The next day, they want to wear something fitted. The next day, they want to wear something loose and baggy and taut, like, you know, the street style wear.
Sounds right.
We're allowed to be multifaceted. We're allowed to be more than just one thing. And realize that some things please others, and some of the times when you pick to be this way, you're going to be in some other audience's preference.
Sounds right.
Realize that people's preferences don't really fucking matter. Honestly, realize that you can change it up as many times as you want to change it up, as many times your heart desires, as long as you are happy. As long as you are sitting in this vessel and you are chilling, you
sounds
are
right.
thriving, you can be multifaceted. As long as you're being multifaceted for yourself. Now, if you're doing it for other people, just to do, get all this instant gratification and external, stupid external shit,
sounds
then no,
right.
don't do it. Sit down. It's not for you. But know that you are able and you have the ability to. Know that you have the ability to be multifaceted. Yes, you can throw ass on a Friday night and wake up and meditate the next morning and burn sage in your house and burn candles and know how to deal with yourself spiritually. Yes, you can do those things. And yes, you can go and talk to people who are other religions of you, other who are different religions than you, and most of the time be a part of a religion. If that's your prerogative, that's what you want to do. As Ms. Tabitha Brown said, if that's your business, because that's your business. But we have to break all the limitations that we put on ourselves, which I feel like this song has had the people who have limited themselves a lot. They have jumped out, honey. They jumped out. And I'm going to say this. Sorry.
Sounds
this one is good. If you have limitations on yourself and you want to place those on other people, watch what you say and watch what you do and watch yourself. Why do I want these people to be the way I think they should be? Why do I want these people to think the way I do and feel the way I do about certain set of things? Am I projecting my limitations off onto them, or am I simply just stating the truth? And most times as a kid, you may feel like you're saying the truth, but your truth is not everybody else's truth. So let people enjoy things if they're not harming anyone. Yes, bring awareness to things that do matter, such as women in media and how they're seen, black women especially, but also realize the fact of these women are not just what they do in music videos, on OnlyFans, and those are what you like to see, or Instagram. Women are not just what they post or what they put out. They are much more. And if you do not want to take the time to get to know these people, I suggest you shut the hell up.
Sounds right.
And that concludes episode 3 of Listen to the Bill. Stay flourishing, my friends. And go listen to the song if you like it, because there's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house.
Sounds right.